This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Daily Freeman reports that unemployment rates throughout much of the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills were higher in June 2017 than a year earlier. The State Department of Labor reported July 25th that Greene County's rate went up to 4.6% from 4.4% a year earlier. Columbia County went from 3.4% in 2016 to 3.5% this year. Delaware County stayed at 5.3%. Ulster County went from 4.3% to 4.4%. And Dutchess County went from 4.2% last year to 4.4% this June. Statewide, the unemployment rate fell from 4.7% last year to 4.5% in June. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson News reports that Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who represents the Hudson Valley's 18th district south of the WGXC listening area, sponsored the Anchorage's Way Act. That bill passed the U.S. House last week and would slow the Coast Guard's efforts to set up several proposed commercial anchorages on the Hudson River. If the legislation passes the Senate and is signed by the president, the Coast Guard would have to submit a report to the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee on the impacts of the anchorages on existing Superfund sites and habitats of endangered species, as well as the Coast Guard's response to those concerns within 180 days. The bill prohibits the proposed anchorages from being established between Yonkers and Kingston until another 180 days after the report's completion. Quote, the original proposal is effectively dead, but I want to make sure it stays dead and buried, end quote, Maloney said. The Coast Guard wanted to set up anchorages for large barges on the Hudson River, but that proposal fizzled last month after much criticism from local officials and the public. Read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News. Audrey Matott reports in the Greenville Pioneer that after complaints from several local residents, Greenville town officials are reconsidering the data collection process for the reevaluation of property assessments. Quote, letters went out to about 25% of the town for data collection. There are a lot of disgruntled residents upset about the process and the way it was put together. So we're going to have to see what we're going to do with it, end quote, town supervisor Paul Macko said at the July 17th town meeting. The story does not quote any specific resident who does not like the current policy, but attributes two words, insulting and invasive, to an anonymous source or sources. And Aaron Crane reports in the Columbia paper that Philmont elected to name the pocket park across from the Philmont Village office on Main Street after Nancy J. Brousseau. Philmont Community Action neighbors and the town said that Brousseau beat out Marilyn Tipple, Timothy Smith, Matthew Harris, and Philmont Community Volunteer Park. Brousseau was on the Philmont Zoning Board of Appeals, the Philmont Fire Company's Ladies Auxiliary, and the Comprehensive Plan Board, and also in 2010 helped Philmont Beautification, Inc. secure funding to renovate the park. Quote, we had a lot of enthusiasm for the voting. It was a tight race. We had wonderful nominations. They were all worthy of being honored, end quote, said Carolyn Stern, one of the members of PCAN who tabulated the votes. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.